Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Now, there's nothing in life better than a list. And a list that goes all the way to 100, man, it doesn't get any better. Now, joining us, we've got a big Zoom call set up here. We've got Latia, we've got Tara Ward, and we've got Alex Casey, Tara and Alex representing the spin-off, who have just published a list of the top 100 New Zealand television shows of all time. And the top 20 have just dropped this morning. Kia ora and good morning, everyone.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
And now,
kia ora, good morning.
Just talk us through it. Where did this idea come from, and how have you put this list together? Has it been a democratic process, or there must have been some fighting?
Yes. Well, first of all, I have to fact check you. We've actually just looked at the 21st century so far. We considered doing best shows of all time in New Zealand, but we realised pretty quickly, Tara, that the archives too big. To extending well beyond our capacity. So we just thought we'd look at the first quarter century. And how long has it been, Tara? We've been working on it for a few months now.
Yeah, several weeks. Lots of Zoom meetings, lots of sort of lists and spreadsheets and, you know, really drilling down into the very best.
Mm. And it was, we did have, it wasn't just Tara and I kind of, you know, dictating, although there were some calls, there were some line calls towards the end that were made by us. But we enlisted the help of all the spin-off writers to complete a very long drag and drop survey. And we also enlisted a panel of four experts who were not involved in the spin-off, who brought a lot of knowledge to our giant knowledge gaps.
Yeah, and that was great because everyone had their own favorite shows that they were really getting behind and niche shows that maybe we hadn't seen or had forgotten about. So everyone kind of brought like a delicious array of shows that to the list.
Latia, as BFM's resident television expert, what do you think of the list?
I've been loving reading the list. Well, from Monday, I've been going and like trawling through each one. It's been exciting to see so many shows that I completely forgotten about since childhood, like Sticky TV was in there, The Tribe was in there. I loved like seeing ones like Aroha Bridge come up really highly yesterday. There are some real gems, and it's great. Like if people are looking some local TV shows, the stripper one with like Robbie Mayasiva and Taika Waititi, like that one. I was like, oh my gosh, that's just in the recess of my brain. I was like, I completely forgot about that. So I'm very excited to see. I haven't looked yet, but what the top ones are. But I feel like Robin Malcolm features a few times in the top 10. Am I right, Alex and Tara, potentially?
It's a pretty strong prediction there.
Okay.
It's a great week for Robin Malcolm.
Yeah, it's always a great week.
It's been a great millennia for Robin Malcolm. Yeah.
Was it hard to come to the final, like, was there a lot of debate about what was going to be number one, or was it a pretty clear consensus without spoiling what it is?
Yeah. Tara can probably speak to this too, as someone who, you know, we worked very closely on how we kind of split up that final 20. But if we went off the initial shape that we got back from the survey of people, this kind of drag and drop, we had a loose idea, but we've realized, I think recency bias played into a lot of things. People were probably trying to be a bit cool with it too and ignoring some of the shows that are just like undeniably iconic New Zealand, whether you like it or not. And when we started to get the writing in as well, you know, there's a lot of different voices in these lists. And when you started to hear the things that we were really waiting, which was like significance and cultural impact or ambition or representation, those all started to factor in, yeah, pretty heavily, Tara? And we did make it.
Yeah, with the number one show, I won't spoil it for people who haven't read it, but when we started to kind of argue the case for each of these final shows, it became pretty clear that this was the number one hitter on just so many different levels that we couldn't not put it at number one. So, you know, it was really cool to put that one in the number one position. But the top 20 all really stood out for just being amazing shows and just so much they're all so different. And I think that was really lovely as well. It just gave us such a great overview of the talent and the different voices and the different styles of TV that we've made over the last 25 years.
Is there obviously some of these TV shows, it's been a while since people have had an opportunity to watch them. Do many of them exist online? Like, say, if I wanted to go back and watch Eating Media Lunch or something like that, is there a resource where it all sort of lives?
I think the best place to go is New Zealand On Screen. That kind of has a really broad overview of most of the shows that made the top 100. There are a few shows where the makers of the show have put their stuff on YouTube, like Moon TV and all that kind of stuff is in there. It would be so great if we were able to have, you know, full seasons of stuff. Often there's just one or two episodes, which is great. You kind of get a taster for it and a teaser for it, but it would be amazing to have, you know, full seasons of these vintage 2000 shows, but maybe that's a challenge for another day.
Someone who's keen to archive a bunch of VHS tapes from someone's personal collection.
They're sitting in someone's roof, yeah.
Now, what's next? Are you actually intending to go back and dig deeper beyond the current sort of time restrictions?
I mean, it's definitely brought up a lot of broader story ideas for us, I think. We've got now an extraordinary long list of shows. I mean, we were working with, I think, close to maybe 300 on the long list of titles from New Zealand's history. So there's a lot of shows that maybe didn't make the cut, but still had lots of interesting things within them that we'd like to get into. But yeah, like you've mentioned, I think there's a story in the lack of archiving and the struggle to find pretty recent pop culture history, any evidence that it actually happened. As well as, I think it's been a real chance to reflect on the way that we review television. Tara and I have talked about that a bit. There's a really good, one of the top three shows, Diana Wichter, one of our panelists, talks about how she slated the first episode of this show. And I think it's a reminder of, like, sometimes you get given this a screener in your inbox and you have to, you know, write out a review really quickly. And then you kind of move on to the next show sometimes. And maybe we don't always give shows a proper chance. I definitely returned to a couple of shows that I, you know, hadn't watched all the way through and was blown away by the arc of the season and things like that. So yeah, it's definitely been cause for reflection as well about, yeah, just the nature of reviewing. And yeah, lots of big things to tackle, I think.
One last question for each of you. Tara, Alex and Latia, of the list that you've all obviously been across, which one show would you recommend to the BFM listenership to go back and check out? If you're going to recommend one from the list.
Well, that's a hard one. They will feel like my babies. I think there's a lot of shows that I miss the first time around. And one show that Chris Schultz was particularly passionate about was Hounds, which I haven't seen anything of. And since reading about it and looking into it, it's such a popular show. So I can't wait to dive into Hounds and actually see what was going on there, because I missed that moment entirely. So that's one of the great things about the list, is that you get to discover these little TV gems that you've missed first time around.
Mine would be The Pretender, which was a political mockumentary made in the mid-2000s. It ran for two seasons. And I definitely returned to a lot of the early 2000s comedies, in particular, like covering my face and with my fingers in my ears, because there's so many like bad un-PC jokes in them. But The Pretender, I was able to kind of relax a bit. It's really a really assured, confident, funny as mockumentary about a fledgling political party called Future New Zealand or something. You can only watch one episode of that of New Zealand On Screen, but I really enjoyed rewatching that.
Oh, I guess for me, this is one I've actually had to return to just for personal research purposes, but it is Brotown, and it's beautifully flawed. And I think Mad Chapman wrote a great article a month ago for its like 20-year anniversary, how it's like the boldest and bravest piece of Pacific media that's we've ever made in this country. And I have to agree with Mad there, because I think, yeah, a lot of flaws, but also was getting at something really interesting and exciting, and it's still a really good rewatch. So that would be my pick.
Excellent. All right, the spin-off's top 100 shows up on the spin-off. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us this morning. And
hey, thank you.
I look forward to digging into the list a bit deeper.
Can I also just shout out, we've had a few messages about shows that didn't make the list, and we are publicly rectifying this in an event next week. If you're in Auckland, we've got an event at Q Theatre, best TV show ever, where we are making our case for some of the shows that potentially didn't make the list or didn't get as high up the list as some people think they should have. So do come along to that if you're free on Halloween, and dress up if you want.
Excellent. Cool. All right, team, thank you very much. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.